Stanley? Stanley, are you all right? Come in, Stanley!
I read you, Sarah. I'm fine. I'm simply trying to navigate my way across a small little puddle.
Stanley, I don't think we should have split up. I just heard a strange noise.
Sarah, don't tell me you're suddenly developing a case of the creepy crawly.
Stanley, what's happening?
Nothing. Just taking a little breather.
Well, I've got this strange feeling we are not alone in here.
I promise you that no one has been in here for over 1,000 years, besides Pierre Leroux. And if we're going to find whatever he hid in here, then we shouldn't be wasting our time chasing shadows. There is absolutely nothing to be afraid of.
I'm sure you're right, but I'd still feel a whole lot better if you got back over here.
All right. I'll be there as fast as I can.
Looks like someone was awfully generous. Who did you say donated all of this?
I'm not sure. I'll have to ask my partner.
Let's see. It looks to me like this is a small little device-like object for stapling paper and stuff.
It's a telegraph transmitter, circa 1870.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me who I need to thank for this donation?
I believe the donor wishes to remain anonymous. Hey, kid, catch!
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I tried to catch it, but...
That's all right, Dylan. They were the ones who were careless.
Hey, guys, look at this. Mr. Whitaker, this looks like...
A treasure map. At least a portion of one. In fact, this may be the missing piece of a 200-year-old puzzle.
200 years old?
Unbelievable, isn't it? What's even more amazing is that I believe its author may be the legendary adventurer Pierre Leroux.
Pierre Leroux?
Yes, he was a French nobleman, an archaeologist, and a Christian. Many of his discoveries were items that have been very valuable to biblical research. In fact, his work was what inspired my interest in archaeology.
Whoa. Does anyone know about this map?
Actually, the incomplete map is widely known in the archaeological community. I'm pulling up the records right now, and if Mr. Whitaker is correct, this piece should make the map complete.
The Ruse legend goes back to the late 1700s. The legends say that his map of Qumran leads to his greatest treasure of all. The only problem is the part which shows where the treasure is has been missing for centuries. Many have searched, but it's never been found. If this piece fits, we could know the exact whereabouts of Leroux's greatest discovery.
Eureka! A perfect fit! It appears to be authentic.
Well, it looks like we're taking a trip to the ancient ruins of Qumran.
Mr. Whitaker, this is amazing!
Thankfully, your parents let you come. After all, this may be your one chance to see the Middle East firsthand.
Besides, Dylan, you found the map. You deserve to be here. As for moi, my knowledge of the French language will come in handy.
I hardly think one semester of high school French qualifies as knowledge of the language.
My French is good enough. La croissant entrée au revoir toilette. See? Plus, someone needs to document this historical trip.
And how, pray tell, do you plan to document our excursion?
Say cheese!
Hey, what do you think? Where'd he go?
Where did who go, Dylan?
Someone was going through your saddlebags.
What? Are you sure?
Positive. He was dressed in black.
What's going on?
Someone went through with saddlebags.
Well, the only thing missing is a bag of supplies I think we can do without. But I would recommend everyone keep a sharp eye on their belongings. Let's get going.
Mr. Whitaker, do you think we'll really find treasure?
Dylan, the reason for this trip is far more important than simply finding treasure. Pierre Leroux was a man of God. I hope that by finding his artifacts, I'll understand more about his life and his faith.
What happened to him?
Leroux was working at an archaeological site outside of Qumran, but then the revolution broke out back home in France. Eventually, because of his importance, Leroux was ordered to leave Qumran and return home to France. That was the last time anyone ever heard from him.
Well, what do you think Leroux hid in Qumran?
I don't know, but whatever it was, it must have been important.
It seems that my informant, Mr. X, was correct. I've personally identified John Avery Whitaker as the culprit who has the stolen map. Four suspects are heading west. The leader is this Whitaker fellow. I'm proceeding with caution. Don't worry, Sarah. Now that Stanley Martin is on the job, you'll get your map back. Follow those tracks, you dirty beast!
They're still on the trail. Only there's one complication.
What is it?
Some guy named Stanley Martin.
And the problem would be?
Well, sir, it appears this Martin guy is following Whitaker.
Don't worry, gentlemen. Everything is going according to plan.
Well, should we keep following Whitaker?
Yes, and don't let them out of your sight.
Well, according to Leroux, this is the spot.
But Mr. Whitaker, there's nothing here.
Can someone translate this clue?
Certainly.
I can do it, Whit. The treasure is better than a stone. That doesn't seem right, does it? Wait a minute, I'll try again. The gift is better than butter?
Allow me to relieve us of this exercise in futility. The clue reads, if the better treasure you would own, your first small task to roll the stone.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was gonna say next.
Move this stone?
And when it came to hidden treasure, LaRue was known for his harmless pranks and tricks. In fact, he often used them to teach valuable lessons and to test character. There's probably something here that we're just not seeing. Oh, need some leverage.
What is it?
It may be some kind of trigger. Careful. These caves are extremely old and may be unstable. Also, there may be some of LaRue's booby traps awaiting us. Let's keep our eyes peeled.
Nice colloquialism.
Mr. Whittaker, do you have the flashlights?
I did, but unfortunately they must have been stolen when we first arrived.
No need to fear, for I am prepared with a backup plan. Kind of hard to see.
Does this help?
Connie, shine that light over here, please.
Jeremiah 13:16. It's a Bible verse?
Yes. Jeremiah 13:16 says, "Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble." That must be another clue.
Eureka!
Look at that. Step carefully, everybody.
Stanley Martin's last will and testament. I hereby bequeath my lava lamp to... Aha! Whittaker, you've met your match.
Oh, man. Which way, Mr. Whittaker?
I'm not quite sure. Connie, don't go in there.
Quit! Eugene! Come here, hurry!
LaRue's treasure!
Maybe not. I don't think LaRue would be so obvious.
Mr. Whittaker, these coins appear to be from the 12th century.
Wow! They must be worth a fortune!
No, Dylan, stop! Nobody move. Replace the coin.
Whoa.
These coins are rigged. Obviously, LaRue is trying to weed out anyone who would seek his treasure merely for selfish gain. I don't think LaRue would have rigged anything that would be harmful, but we still have to be careful. Remember, these caves are ancient and possibly unstable. Before we ran into that cavern, I noticed this message written on the wall.
Here, let me translate. Many have sought something or other, but entrance will be something.
Always helpful. Actually, the message is another clue. It reads, "Many have sought the hidden keys, but entry is only to one of these."
That's the entrance? You're all too big. There's no way you could fit.
Entry is to only one of these. I wonder. Of course, that's got to be it.
Did I miss something?
It's a reference to the book of Matthew, the part where Jesus teaches that only if you become like one of these little ones will you enter the kingdom of God. It illustrates how we must depend on God for everything, just like a baby depends on his parents. This has got to be the correct passageway.
But I'm the only one small enough to go in.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Yes!
No, Dylan, wait.
It's all right, Mr. Whittaker. I'll be careful.
Dylan.
Stay on that peg. Stay, you ugly, smelly, dirty animal. Stay! Here, camel. Nice camel, here. Camel?
Creepy.
Dylan, are you okay in there?
Yeah, Mr. Whittaker. I found a lever.
You brought an umbrella to the desert.
All right, Whitaker, you're more clever than I thought. You may think your little traps can stop me, but you've got to get up pretty early in the morning to slow down Stan the Man Martin. There isn't a danger I haven't stared down. Nothing, I mean nothing, scares Stanley Martin.
They went right in there. Hey, Mr. Rex. So, how do you know this Whitaker fella?
Oh, let's just say we're, old friends.
Look at those bonehead camels. Watch this.
Quickly, through that door. Gentlemen, I believe we have some business to attend to.
Mr. Whitaker, another clue?
Yeah, it could be. LaRue seems to be developing a theme in this room. Look around. The lamps, the swords, pictures, they're all images that the Bible uses to describe the Word of God. These numbers on the wall may be a reference to Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Lamp. Lamp. Everyone, look for a lamp of some kind.
It appears, Mr. Whitaker, that you are indeed correct.
All right, Whitaker. You can try to stop me with rabbit bats or whatever else your fiendish mind can come up with, but I promise you that nothing will distract me from... Gold coins!
Doesn't look good. Awesome.
Indeed.
The Angel Chamber. The legends are true.
Mr. Whitaker, this is...
Excellent. Excellent work, Whitaker.
Faustus?
Well, I see your memory hasn't gone.
But what are you doing here?
Isn't it obvious? I'm here to claim my treasure.
But the treasure's ours. I found the map.
Oh, come now, boy. You actually think that the ancient treasure map of Pierre LaRue just appeared in Odyssey, of all places?
You mean you planted the map?
Well, actually, it was my men here who made the, donation.
And how, may I ask, did you get the map?
The easy way. I stole it. You see, I needed someone who possessed the biblical knowledge required to translate the clues. And now, thanks to you...
Everyone, hold it right there!
Allow me to introduce Stanley D. Martin.
Chief investigator of the International Association of Artifact Recovery, a powerful Washington-based agency.
He's the only member.
That may be so, but I was able to uncover Whitaker's diabolical plot, wasn't I?
Make no mistake, Mr. Martin. You are here only because I tipped you onto Whitaker's trail.
But why?
Oh, not only did I need your knowledge, Whitaker, I also needed someone to take the fall for this crime, and Martin swallowed the bait perfectly. When the authorities finally discover what's left of this little, expedition, they'll think that Martin successfully caught you red-handed.
Exactly. Now, would everyone please step away from the treasure and...
Gentlemen, Mr. Martin has served his purpose. Would you please dispose of him before he molts?
Not until I get to the bottom of...
Thank you, gentlemen. Now, please, someone translate the final clue, or my friends will make things most uncomfortable for Mr. Martin.
To two treasures hang before your eyes. The proper choice strengthens the wise. One gives you more from day to day. The other consumes and fades away.
What is that supposed to mean? Whittaker, solve the riddle.
So far, the clues have been based on scripture. Jesus taught that the things of this world, such as those gold coins, will fade away. The coins, then, would be the foolish choice. So that trunk must contain the treasure.
It's always a moral issue with you, isn't it, Whittaker? Regardless, it is clever. Now be a gent and retrieve the chest for your old friend.
You're not actually going along with him, are you, Whit?
Connie, it's not worth risking the safety of the three of you.
Finally, it's mine. Fame, riches, fortune. A book? What is this nonsense, Whittaker? I should have known you'd foul this up.
La Sainte Bible.
The Holy Bible.
Of course. Our greatest treasure is the Bible. Pierre knew that gold and riches lead to destruction. The key to the kingdom of God is found only in the riches of his word, the word of God.
You can keep your antiquated book, Whittaker. I won't be so foolish.
Mr. Faustus, no! The cave's not stable!
And neither are you if you think I'm just going to leave all this here.
Faustus, stop! This is insane!
Call it what you will, Whittaker, but it'll get me a lot further than your silly ideals ever will.
Proverbs 23:4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. LaRue, you've reminded me of a valuable lesson. Now, may it be a lesson to us all.
Hey, Whittaker! Here's your passport back. My apologies. So, what do you think became of Faustus?
It's a shame, but his money was more important to him than his life.
Fame and fortune at last. What is this? No!
Whittaker!
Well, Mr. LaRue taught us something very important. You see, our greatest treasure is the Bible, because through its pages, God reveals himself to us. I hope that when people see this antique copy, it sparks their interest to explore God's Word.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is complete. If you would, please accompany me to the laboratory. I found myself impressed with the lengths LaRue went to protect his precious treasure. Therefore, I thought I would pay tribute to one of his chambers.
Oh, man! Totally awesome!
Cool, Eugene.
Hey, now! You've outdone yourself, you genius. John Avery Whittaker, meet my colleague, Sarah Norton, Ph.D.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Norton. Stanley told me about your encounter in the caves, and thankfully, neither of you was hurt. However, if you hadn't discovered the map in the first place, then there'd be no reason to celebrate today.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Ooh, these coins look authentic.
No, Mr. Martin!
Whoa!
Stanley!
Oh!
Oh, dear.